all the gopis. And gopis live to decorate Krishna. So, in this way, they were playing Rash Leela and doing. So, if anyone will hear all these pastimes of Krishna, they are very powerful. By hearing all these pastimes from any bona fide guru and liberated guru, these pastimes are not only words, but Krishna himself, very powerful. They will come from ear and they will come in our hearts, purify our hearts. All kinds of anger, lust and bad unwanted thing will go away from our heart. And thus our soul will be pure, and then he will be qualified to go to Golok Vrindavan. And Krishna will take mercifully them with them. And here he will teach them how to play on flute, how to dance, how to sing, how to all these things. And by this he will attract whole world, even creepers, trees and everything. So in brief, where he used to do, this is Braja. And we must hear the flute of Krishna and purify our hearts, and then we can join his rash, dancing, singing in council of the gopis, and then we can be liberated and go to his transcendental abode that is called Golok Vrindavan, that is Braja. In short and essence, I have told something. Gaur Premananda. Okay.
Very nice. Very
sweet.
Maybe one,
very expert.
One more thing. If you want to say, anyone who wants to be happy in this world should not go to Kaisi Ghat Bamsi Ghat.
Some gopis are telling that if you want to be happy in this world with your wife's children's husband and neighbors, then don't go to Braja or Vrindavan, where Krishna is playing on his flute. Especially, anyhow, if you are reaching to Vrindavan, Braja, don't go on the bank of Jamuna. You should not go. If you are going, then don't take bath in Jamuna, because love and affection of Krishna is flowing in the shape of water there. You will be mad by taking bath. And if anyhow you have taken bath, oh, there is a temple named Govinda Temple. You should not go there. Oh, very beautiful. Pini is at Krishna, playing on float, taking peacock feather on his head, or tree-folded, and playing on flute. He is standing there. If you will see, you will never return. We will be mad. Krishna will take your heart, and you will forget your father, mother, husband, children, and you will never return from Vrindavan. So I am giving you very good advice. If you want to be happy with your husband, wife, and children, oh, don't go to Vrindavan. But meaning is very deep. If you want to happy, be happy forever, eternal and transcendentally, then you should must go to Vrindavan and must take bath in and go to see flute wala Krishna and give your heart, and he will never return. And be transcendental servant of Krishna, eternally serving him, Radha and Krishna. Gaur Pramana.
I am
Gaur. It is 15 minutes?
Yes, that's more than 15.
Oh.
But maybe I can just ask, yes, 40, yes. 45.
45 minutes?
45 minutes. You went into Braj and you lost, it's eternal, so you lost the time track of time.
Then we should go.
Yeah. Can I ask one very question? Yes. What was that phrase he asked about when Krishna plays like a sound of thunder?
Midru Mandra means, Mridu means very sweet. And mandra means it goes so deep and from high to come to
deep,
low, like trembling hearts, melting hearts, in a very pathetic tune, like the sound of veena, sometimes jhankar, in a very pathetic. It goes straight in the hearts of those who are here, to gopis especially, and takes the heart. You see, very sweet melody of from up to down and down to up. Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa, sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa. Like this. Trembling, coming, taking the heart like this.
Gurudev chanting the Maha Mantra in relation to Vrindavan, the importance of that mantra.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Beautiful.
Yes, yes. And they have a lot of material in there to use.
It will also help us.
Yeah. This transcribed by Mother Rika immediately.
I never thought that people tell all these things.
Neither did me.
Gyananjana Shalakya.